from 4 till 7.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105.
The Birdstones public artwork was unveiled in the Mill Road Cemetery on Saturday, designed by Gordon Young, whose previous work includes the comedy Carpet, a 1,880 metres squared granite typographical pavement made up of jokes, songs and catchphrases of comedians and writers that will be permanently installed on the new promenade in front of Blackpool Tower. The Mill Road Public Art Commission has been funded by contributions from city developers, which can only be used for the commissioning of new public artworks. I joined the Friends of the Mill Road Cemetery and members of the council and church as they were shown around the new artworks on Saturday morning. And first of all, I spoke to the artist himself.
When you first came to the Mill Road Cemetery, what were your very first thoughts?
A surprise that it was here, because tourist Cambridge was all I knew, and to have a surprise of an open space like that. Okay, it's a cemetery, but the number of people that use it is far beyond a normal cemetery because of the life going on around it and the paths going through it. So I was really surprised that it was this good green space.
Our radio station is just over there, mm-hmm. behind those.
Oh, I know that well. I know Rocco's bike shed.
Precisely. I think you put your various component parts outside before put it all together.
Well, if you're right here, you know what I'm saying about this noise and a precious space, precious urban space.
Yes,
you know it's true.
So.
You come out with your sandwiches or a cup of tea, or if you're right next to it, you know how important it is.
And the connection with the birds, how did that come about?
Just because I live in rural Somerset and they're there, but I've never been in tune to the bird noises as in this cemetery, even this morning again, and it's not spring, they're not, you know, it's early, but they're still there, and a variety. I was astonished, I didn't expect that. There they go again, they're there.
And as the delegation made its way around the cemetery, Gordon described each of the pieces, including this one for the blackbird.
This particular stone, it's a sandstone, so this is the softest of the set of stones. There is sandstone and limestone in here. Serendipity, maybe, again. Thomas, I knew, was Welsh, and a famous Welsh poet. I didn't know he was the Reverend, so we've actually got a vicar who's written one of the set of poems. When we come to install it, we were greeted by a blackbird.
Good.
And I've got Phil over there in the grey, trying to hide. Phil Blood is a Cambridge lad. He's a Cambridge builder who I'd met working on the comedy carpet in the north. And Phil wanted to come and help on this job with the installations and the base work, because as a little boy, he used to play in this cemetery. He was very naughty, so I won't say any more. But even to get him in, I had to use other people like Phil, for which I'm very grateful, and Sarah. This one about the blackbird was, this is where we saw the blackbirds, and it certainly, within the first 5 minutes of bringing the stone to sight, there was a blackbird telling us off. It's got a bird bath. It's around, I've seen it perch on that stone. It's hopping around, I can't see it at the minute. That would be too good. I did think of bringing bird seed and super glue.
And it's fascinating, even amid the noise of Cambridge Saturday morning traffic, you can hear the birds, perhaps the blackbird, chirping away in the background there. Mayor of Cambridge, Paul Saunders, was among the VIPs, and he gave me his reaction.
Well, I'm really impressed by it. I mean, it's monolithic, but it fits in very well in the cemetery. And it's the nice touches, like the little water on the top, little baths on the top for the words to, for the birds to drink from, are actually fantastic. There's a lot of really good thought gone into it. And the writing on the other side, you know, there's the theme of the bird song.
It's the one of the thrush, isn't it? This one here.
The thrush. You know, chewy, 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 it says. I'm not sure how you should pronounce that, really. But it's... And what's it say on the side here? That's the wise thrush, he sings each song twice over, lest you should think he never could recapture the first fine, careless rapture. Isn't that nice? Robert Browning.
Public art in Cambridge gets a bit of a bad rap sometimes, but there's nothing to dislike about any of this, is there?
This is fantastic quality stuff. I think the officers of the council and the artists and the church and the Friends of the Cemetery have all put so much into this, and there's been a really good community involvement in coming up with the ideas, and the artist has captured it perfectly.
And it's all different pieces which are scattered around, so it's not like one piece right in the centre.
No, throughout
the cemetery, they're sort of dotted around.
Well, I walked in without past this, without even noticing to start with. And what happens as people move around, they'll just come across them, just sort of happen upon them. And, that's where the delight is, isn't it? You're just walking along and suddenly you find this beautiful thing. It's gorgeously done, isn't it?
Absolutely.
The lettering's very nice, isn't it? That carving.
Oh, the quality is beautiful. And it looks contemporary as well, but it's at the same time not out of place.
Yes, it fits beautifully, doesn't it? Beautifully.
One of the organisations involved in the installation was the Friends of Mill Road Cemetery, and I spoke to the organisation's chair, Diana Cook.
Are you pleased with the result?
Oh, yeah, very pleased. I think all of the installations fit in very well with the Victorian monuments in the cemetery. All of the poems on the installations are about birds, and of course we've got a huge number of birds which live and feed in the cemetery. And on the top of most of the installations are little bird baths. Hard for the public to see, but nevertheless a vital source of water in the dry months.
So usable as well for the birds. Not that we seem to have too many dry months at the moment.
Not at the moment, but they'll come in the summer.
And there's a script carved, I guess.
I think all of them have been carved. This particular installation is made of wood, but the others are all stone. And he's carefully chosen different types of stone to complement the different memorial stones. So we've got granite, we've got sandstone, we've got marble, etc. So there's a very nice choice of textures as you walk around. As I say, all replicated in the old stones.
I just wanted to ask as well about the importance of having religious text.
The cemetery is consecrated ground, obviously, so it is very appropriate. But obviously there are lots of people who are non-religious who enjoy reading religious texts. But lots of the poems, of course, don't have a religious content, so I think it's appropriate to mix the two.
Diana Cook of the Friends of Mill Road Cemetery ending that look at the birdstones, which are now there for all to see, scattered around the Mill Road Cemetery. And I do urge you to go and have a look if you do have a moment. And if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Cambridge105, you'll also be able to see a selection of photographs which were taken on Saturday morning.